Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show. It's spooky season, and it is a Burt Show tradition each and every Halloween to ask you guys, look, you got some sounds going on in your house that you want to get investigated, kind of feeling like you got spirits in the house. So you guys hit us up, and then we hit Ed over at Ghosts of Georgia Paranormal Investigations. We send him over to your places for a week, and he always comes back with the spooky sounds.
And Gam's house is haunted. That's what her grandkids call her. They call her Gam. We're going to call her Karen, though. All right, so Karen has a home in the historical district of downtown Winder, and she bought it about 4 years ago. She's been fixing it up, but she noticed when the lights go out, somebody's been busy in the kitchen, and it ain't her. There's a woman in an apron that she saw one night, and she thinks she is just messing around with pots and pans. She says she even left some pots and pans out for her, even a baking sheet, but she hasn't baked a thing yet. She's also had some activity in the laundry room, and then her six-year-old grandson was spending the night in the living room, had a clear shot of the kitchen, and he woke up and he saw a man peering past the doorway looking at him, and asked the next day, like, was Grandpa looking at me while I was sleeping? And he was not. It was this ghost man. So we have two potential ghosts.
The ghost man.
The ghost, ghost man. The man that is a ghost. So we have two potential ghosts in Gam's house.
All right, Gam, you ready to hear what Ed found in your home?
I'm ready.
All right, Ed, take it from here.
All right. Well, we went in and we listened to all the claims of activity, and we decided to hit those spots, you know, heavy over the rest of the house, but we did do other rooms in the house. But this one here, this first EVP that we have for you is, we were in the laundry room, and Shan was asking, has all the laundry room always been the laundry room in there? And so we heard this response, and it came back, said no.
That was loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. So explain to Ed what you're hearing, because that's the spirit box, because you have like this radio that you clicks through different channels fast, right?
Right. That goes through a lot of radio station channels, like 100 milliseconds, you know, and you go through all of them. And you hear that's white noise that you're hearing, and the clicking sound is going through stations. But Brian bought a new one that we were trying out that night, and it has a filter that filters out that white noise, mm-hmm. or majority of it anyway. So, but we'll get to an EVP that one, too.
I've seen the trends, and most people that are listening to radio now are ghosts. All right, so that's loud and clear.
That was definite no.
Sometimes if you're listening to this for the very first time in your cars, we can hear it on our headphones better than you guys can hear it. But in that case right there, I'm pretty sure everybody heard that. Let's do that one more time. Tommy?
Did this used to be something besides the laundry room?
Ooh. Nope. That's a straight up no right there.
Okay, on this next one, Brian was asking, do you feel like telling us your name? And again, we get the response, no.
Do you feel like telling us your name before we move on to questions?
The whisper, no.
Wow. Well, that's not polite.
One more time, Tommy.
Do you feel like telling us your name before we move on to questions?
Dang. And you're not hearing that in real time. You have to go back and listen to the recording?
No, this one here was off the spirit box, so we did hear it in real time.
Oh, damn.
And we were using the filter on this one so you don't get to hear all that white noise.
Yeah.
And it does help out when you're reviewing stuff.
Dude, you're gussier than me. I hear that, and I'm like, okay, that's good for the night.
Say no more.
I think we got what we came for.
Yeah, well, they not really, because they wouldn't tell us their name. So, right. You said everything's nice there. I don't know if that's true or not. Okay, on the next one, we were trying out Brian's new spirit box, and at that time, we're not getting any voices on it, and we were wondering if that filter was filtering the voices out. And then all of a sudden, we hear this female, well, it started working, we hear the voice, and then we all got excited about it, say, hey, okay, it's going to work. And then we hear a female voice say, honey.
I got a voice with it on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Honey.
Is that at the very end?
Yep, very end.
One more time.
I got a voice with it on.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Honey.
So Brian made some friends.
Yeah, Abby, this is the first time you've heard these, right?
This is spooky.
It's your first year doing this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Okay, well, great. Okay, on the next one, Brian, well, a lot of times the EVPs, like you said, are real low, so it's hard to hear. So Brian was say, please speak louder.
And ghosts always love being told what to do, by the way.
Yeah, you make demands of ghosts, man. You're going to lose this.
Well, yeah, they didn't like this one. But anyway, they did speak up, and they said, God.
I know it can be hard to talk, just really loud.
God!
Whoa!
Hey, yo.
Man, they got serious when you brought Jesus into it. Do it again.
Okay.
I know it can be hard to talk. Just really loud.
God.
Okay, so I want to check in with Gam because her jaw's dropped. How are you feeling listening to this? Because this is your home.
I don't feel threatened.
Okay, good.
I don't feel threatened. It almost... Now I know I'm not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
If you had to make a prediction right now, how quickly are you going to put it on the market?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm there for the long haul.
Okay. Moving on to the next one. Well, like I said, we focused mostly on the laundry room and the kitchen, but we did start in the master bedroom. And while we were doing EVP session, Brian saw down the hallway and he thought he saw a shadow down there. But at the same time, we were getting lights coming in from outside from the cars going by. So Brian, he walked out and he was checking it out to see if the lights were causing the shadow. Well, the lights weren't causing the shadow. So he asked the question, was it you that I saw? And we got, it is.
Can you let me know if it was you that I saw? Yes or no?
It is.
I mean, these are pretty clear this year.
Very they
clear.
Really are.
Again, mm-hmm. Thomas?
Can you let me know if it was you that I saw? Yes or no?
Look at that happy man.
I am shooketh.
Before this, did you believe in these kind of spirits?
Yeah, because my old studio at my old job, I was convinced that my production studio was haunted because I witnessed some things moving. It's very creepy.
Yeah, well, you haven't experienced things moving. You just hear stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, you saw the blinds move. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, we finally made it to the kitchen, and we were in there, and Brian was asking, do you like the rustic feel of the kitchen, the rustic, the wood you put up and stuff. And then we get a voice that says, hello.
So you don't like the rustic feel?
Wow.
But that wasn't the most exciting thing in the kitchen. Because right after that, there's three of us in there, Brian, Shannon, and myself. Well, Brian was near the spirit box, which, puts out that noise, so he didn't hear this. But Shannon and I heard a female voice say, hi.
And that was a disembodied voice.
Disembodied. Then I come off the box. We looked at each other like, did you say that?
Hmm.
And, it's like, no. But there was a female voice that said, hi. That we heard without the box or anything. Unfortunately, I didn't record and Shannon didn't record.
That's all right.
So, but yeah, that was, mm-hmm. friendly.
All right, we've got two more.
Okay. Shannon asked, do you want us to leave? And this was a nod. Usually they tell us to get out, but we heard a no.
Do you want us to leave?
Oh, they're sweet.
Yeah, aww. I turned around. Yeah.
Okay. Nothing to fear here.
Yeah,
do
really.
You want us to leave?
Nah, hang out. Do laundry with me.
Let's bake some muffins.
Yeah.
On the last one we got here, again, we were, well, I was saying, you know, explaining that we were about to leave, you know, and you're going to go say goodbye and all this stuff. And then over the spare box, we get a don't go.
Yeah, I think we're probably all going to be leaving here in a minute or two.
Don't go.
Don't go. Do it again.
Yeah, I think we're probably all going to be leaving here in a minute or two.
Oh, they're sweet.
Mm-hmm. And we never get that response. It's always, go away. Yeah.
So, yeah, you get some friendly ones there.
I have friendly ghosts.
Yeah, Casper's over there.
Well, there you go, Gam. I mean, you're not going crazy. Sure enough, man. There it is.
Thank you.
I feel like we should ask her granddaughter, Harper, who's here, if she's ever going to spend the night at Gam's house again.
She's in there with Tommy right now. She's how
going to spend the night at Gam's house again?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in. Really
appreciate
it.
Thank you so much to all of you.
Hey, real quick. Ed is not only a paranormal investigator, he's a TV star. He's going to be on Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Okay, look at you.
Yeah, we did an investigation at the Eagle Tavern in Watkinsville in Oconee County, and it's for a promotional for their Oconee County.
Yeah.
And anyway, they filmed it, and it's going to be put on Georgia Public Broadcasting Monday night at 10 o'clock if y'all want to listen.
Look at you, sexy ghost hunter. Look at you.
But we had some really good activity there.
And
so,
for Monday, we're going Saturday night to investigate the house that you're going to hear Monday. And they've been seeing a man in black at this house, and I'm hoping we see him.
Okay. See, Gam, it could be worse.
Could be.
Yours are friendly.
Yours has an apron and is bacon.
It's the Bird Show. The Bird Show.